Good day, welcome to another episode on Word In with Coco. I must be appreciative of the fact that I have you here with me, to as many listening wherever you are. Thank you for your consistency, sticking by me through the years. Your comments, your encouragements have gone a long way and it has kept me going. So special thanks. Today we'll be speaking on something very relatable to each and every one of us, dating back to the Bible days and to our days on earth right now. I know very well that as long as you want to be aligned and be in the will of God, there are some certain things you must go through as a son, as a daughter, because you must be tried. It's only a bastard that isn't tried. So this is something that we all can attest to. And the topic today is best deals. Now, we all know that God gives deals. Also, the devil gives deals. It gives good deals. Gives logical, rational deals that make sense. Deals that are palatable. That are shiny, you know. Okay, if I do this, devil will bring this deal. If I do this, it's going to lead to this, and this will be the outcome. Yeah, good deals. The devil gives you very, very good deal, but God gives the best deals. Why? Because the deals God gives you is eternal. It's a forever and forever something. Because if he's the one that gives it to you, he will sustain it. And he will keep it. But the devil gives you this deal with the ambition to take it from you after. He will definitely take it from you. If it's riches, if it's the wisdom, if it's a position, definitely at some point, if the devil gave it to you, he's going to take it back. He's going to require it from your hand at some point. There is a very dare, what's the word now? A price to pay when you agree to do deals with Satan. And the truth is, this deal that Satan offers you is actually quite nice. It makes sense. It may even be quicker than the one God has given to you. You know, especially when you've been waiting for a long time. For example, we take the story of Sarah and Abraham, who has waited for so long for a child. And at some point, Sarah was like, you know, just take Hagar and just, you know, it's still going to be my son. Just, you know, get her pregnant. I mean, it was quick, wasn't it? And yes, the child Hagar is going to bring forth is still going to be their son or their child. And they did it. But we see the end result of that. We see in the scripture how that went and how we are still struggling with that till today. So again, the devil takes at the end of the day. Another story we can look at is the story of Joseph. And we saw how Joseph was in Potiphar's wife, dilemma. And we see how he was struggling so much to choose the way of the Lord. I mean, imagine if he just, you know, slept with Potiphar's wife and maybe at the end of the day, he gives her a position. Gives him a position, sorry, and or maybe just keeps him trying to maintain him in the position he has already with her husband, just so she could have that access to him. Would Joseph have risen to the point he rose to at the end of the day? See why the choice is a very mighty and very very important detail in our lives. Is a gift, actually, the gift of choice. What you choose at the end of the day determines who you are and what is inside of you. But we see what Joseph had to go through when he stood with God. Went to prison for a long time. I mean, he even helped some people along the way. He promised, okay, once I get out, I am going to come help you. And guess what? They forgot about him. See? So choosing the way of God is not exactly easy either. But it lasts longer It lasts long. It's long lasting compared to staying with or choosing to take the devil's deal. What about Jesus? I mean, he's the ultimate. If Jesus could be tempted, why would the devil not tempt us? Why? I mean, he's just coming out from a fast, for goodness sake, and he's tempted. He could take the world. I would give you all this world, the riches, the wealth, everything would be at your feet. Then what? So okay, you give me the riches, then what? What will happen to my people? Who's going to die for their sins so they'll continue to be in peril and pain? And he saw the bigger picture. Hey, he saw the bigger picture. That is what we all ought to see as Christians, as believers of God. The bigger picture. There is always a bigger picture to every single detail, to every single plan, to every single dream. There is the bigger picture. The rich young ruler didn't see the bigger picture. He was so rich, he was comfortable, he was trained, he knew the ways of the Lord, he studied the law, he was acquainted, but he came face to face with his creator. And he couldn't drop the riches. He couldn't drop the wealth. He couldn't drop it. Why? He couldn't see the bigger picture. He just saw, oh, if I drop this, if I drop the recognition, the applause, how far I've come, the wealth I've accumulated, and take up my cross and follow mere Jesus with nothing, what have I to gain? It felt mediocre to him at that point. I don't know, whatever you may be going through that feels less to you right now, it may feel like nothing to you, but bruv, there is a bigger picture that is much more beyond your imagination or expectation. The bigger picture is what you need to be aligned to. Trust God. If God can show you the bigger picture, trust me, he would. And the bigger picture is right in the Bible. If you stay with the word, if you stay with the scriptures, if you stay with God in intimacy, in surrendering, in being vulnerable, in being raw, he will keep you. I mean, God doesn't start a thing and stop halfway. God starts, God sustains, and God keeps. So I think that'll be all. I really do not like doing long podcasts. Stick to the bigger picture. Align yourself with the bigger picture. It could be your dreams, ambitions. It could be a position. It could be a wealth, access. It could be connection. Stick to it. God didn't put those dreams in you just for it to be vain or for it to go down the drain. There is a bigger picture for you. In the mediocre, in the less, in the little, there is a bigger picture that God has in store for you. So today I tell you, choose the deal with God. Choose to take the deal with God. No matter how enticing Satan gives you or paints this beautiful deal for you, say no. It's not easy, but say no, you just have to. Because at some point, Satan is going to require it back. And choose to go the long way with God. Choose to go all the way with him. Because he will sustain you. He will sustain what he gives you. That's the truth. And you do, as men, as human, we need sustenance. Even for our physical careers, our potentials, we need sustenance. And what better sustenance do we need than God? If God sustains a thing, who dare touches it? So, thank you so much for listening again. I hope this was a huge blessing. Do follow us on our social media pages and comment and, you know, send me a DM and we can talk more on anything bothering you, as the Lord will help us. This is me putting my shoulder to the wheel and trying to help someone up out there. Thank you so much for listening again. Have a glorious day. It's the weekend over here, so have a glorious weekend. God bless you. Bye.